Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trey Turner, one of the good offensive lineman for the Bolts. A lot of talent out there for the Chargers. It's going to be a little different because, as we know, Philip Rivers is no longer there. But the job remains the same. Open up holes for the runners. Give the quarterback time to chuck it around. Score some points. And Trey's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Trey, first of all, how are you moving on each day? How are you piecing each day together? You okay? You healthy? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed just staying inside. Staying to myself for the most part and staying out the way. How about you guys?
Yeah, same deal, man. Just trying to find creative ways to, you know, piece the time. And Tegan and I both have little ones, so there's a lot of homeschooling. And, you know, listen, there's a lot of other things we could really worry about and complain about. So being locked in our homes isn't the worst thing in the world. But what I'm curious about, because, you know, we look at, like, baseball players. We talk about pitchers and the unique challenge to get their arms ready with the interruption of spring training. And, you know, obviously if you're a speed guy in the NFL, you want to make sure that you stay in shape. But if you're a big offensive lineman, you know, I don't know, do you have weights in your house? I mean, how do you keep your weight up? How do you keep the bad weight off? I mean, it's a unique challenge for an offensive lineman. How do you do it?
Yeah. Good question.
Right?
You definitely had to be conscious of what you're eating. I will for sure say that. You had to be conscious of that. I didn't plan to go through an epidemic like this, so I didn't have any weights at home. But I am in the process of doing that. Mm. Being that I don't know how long, you know, it's going to be that we had to be quarantined inside. So I'm in the process of getting some home gym sets, and that's going pretty well. So, you know, for me, it's just about eating well. I have a home sauna that I have, and I put that to good use right now. And, okay. Just staying mentally sharp with my techniques. It's nothing to get out in the grass and, you know, take a few kicks at. So,
understood.
Yeah. Are you worried? Are you worried about this thing going, you know, so long that it starts to actually affect your training? You know what I mean? Because being for you, it's about technique and it's about execution of the technique. Are you worried about this thing getting so long that it affects how the season's going to start for you all?
You know, I put thought to it, but, man, I'm trying to survive day-to-day, to be honest with you. It seems like every day we get some more bad news, to say the least. So it seems like every day the date gets pushed back. So I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see. I hope it doesn't affect too much. You know, football is something that, you know, I think will bring a joy to the people, but you do have to be wary of what's going on and stay safe, so. I don't know, kind of just playing by ear right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're all doing that, man. And I'm curious, Trey, because, you know, I don't know what kind of setup you have in terms of living arrangements, how far from the facility, and every city is uniquely different. Like, you know, you could play for the Jets and the Jets and the Giants, you could be in one of the nice suburbs in New Jersey, obviously. But, like, if you play for, say, the Knicks, you can live in Manhattan or you can live 30 miles away. I guess what I'm getting at, are a lot of your teammates in the same area, or are they all dispersed around the city of L.A.? And have you seen anybody?
From my understanding, you know, in the off season, some people go home to like their respective residences. So, I think everybody's a bit scattered out. I moved from Charlotte to LA So I'm here now. I hadn't really ran into too many people. I don't really know who's here or whatnot, and you know, in actuality. But I know a lot of people are spread out. I know a lot of people, like I said, go home to their respective residences. So I don't know. I think a lot of people are dispersed.
Yeah. No, I think that's exactly right. People are keeping themselves, I mean, rightfully so and justifiably so, smartly so. You know, Trey, you talk about when you signed with the Los Angeles Chargers after being with the Carolina Panthers for the first 6 years of your season. You made five straight Pro Bowls to end your tenure in Carolina. But when you went out to California, you said you want to rejuvenate your career. What do you mean by that? Because I think you had a good run in Carolina, even though things started to change there with the new ownership and obviously Ron Rivera getting fired and Cam's situation. You know, what do you mean rejuvenate your career? Because it's been pretty damn good, if you ask me.
You know, it's always run for improvement. When you come into a new situation with new people, new state, new teammates, they don't know me. They don't really know what I have to offer, and I feel like I have a lot to prove. So I feel like it kind of it brings some of the more youth that you came into the league with, it brings it back out you. You know, you want to show the guys who you are, why you've been where you've been, and show them what you could bring to the team and what you have to offer and bring to the table. So it's just a rejuvenation of my mental, of my grind, and, you know, just giving me a mindset to go harder, man.
We're talking to Trey Turner of the Chargers, and listen, you guys have a lot of talent. Derwin will be back healthy on that third level for the defense. I know you guys missed him. He's a star. A lot of weapons around the field. Obviously, without Phillip Rivers, it's very different. You know, there's going to be stories every day that the innuendo is, well, maybe they're kicking the tires on Cam. Maybe it really is Tyrod. Well, we're going to keep our options open. Well, what about Jameis? Hey, we like this kid Justin Herbert from Oregon. I mean, how much stock do you put into what you hear or read? Because at least specific to your team and specific to the quarterback position, I mean, there's a ton of stories that are being pumped out. What do you think is really real at this point?
Man, I'm not in those rooms, man, so I couldn't even, you know, be honest with you and give you a valid opinion. I just know who's ever back there, man. I know I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do because when they shine, I look better. So, you know, whoever's back there, man, let's just get ready to roll.
Yeah, would you welcome Cam if that should happen? I mean, we didn't see him play last year. I mean, actually, you did for a couple of games before he shut it down because of his foot injury. But does Cam still have it? You know, I think that's the question that people are asking. It's not fair because of the injury kept him out. But does Cam still have it?
Definitely. I think he has even more of an edge now, man. And you know, when you go through the situations and instances that he's been through, man, I think you want to come out and show everybody that you're resilient, that you could go through anything, you could come back better than, you know, that you have. And I'm 100% sure that he's going to fall on his feet, whether it's here or somewhere else, man, and I'm excited about what he's going to do when he gets his opportunity.
If it is Tyrod, what, you know, what level of confidence? Because, again, there are certain rosters that are, all right, maybe you squeeze out 9 wins, maybe get that last wild card spot. And then there's some rosters with high-level quarterback play. You know, you could be stealing a championship. And I think that your roster is high-level enough where if you get the requisite quarterback play, you guys could be in play to do really big things, as I intimated before. How confident is, if it is Tyrod Taylor, that he's absolutely the guy to get you where you got to go?
I'm confident, man. I'm, you know, being this would be my first year on this team, but I'm you know, I've been in the league for some time, man. Whoever's back there, I know the team is going to rally around him because we all know that we need 11 guys on the field with the same mindset doing the same thing. We can't, you know, have different distractions going through our mind and worrying about things that we can't control. So if it is Tyrod back there, man, I know he's going to be there for a reason. You know, he's going to get the job done.
You know, it's interesting when you look at it. I'm trying to think, did you guys play out there last year? Did you guys play in Los Angeles?
You played
the Rams. You didn't play the Chargers, but you had them at home as well. I mean, one of the conversation points about the Chargers is that they're not drawing fans right now. I mean, they're caught between San Diego fans and Los Angeles fans, but they're also being dragged by the Rams kind of to the other conference. You know, when you think about, you know, this new sport environment that you're finding yourself in, Carolina, you know, the fans are great down there. What are you expecting from fandom in L.A.? Because it's such a unique and new market, I guess renewed market for the NFL.
Man, I know when you put W's on a board, man, they come out.
Yeah.
I've seen it. So all you got to do is win some games, man, stack up some wins, and, you know, bring the excitement and the buzz around the city, and they'll come out, I'm more than sure.
All right, man.
See a lot of powder blue in the city.
My bad, Trey. Not the easiest transition for you. You know, just moving out there and trying to get acclimated, and now this unexpected, unnerving interruption to everything normal. It's an extra challenge. It's one thing to switch teams and go to a different city, and yeah, whatever. Okay, most of us went away to college. We'll find a way. But when you go somewhere new and then you can't leave the crib, in essence. That is a tough challenge, man. So keep grinding, as you said, and we know you will. Big expectations for the Chargers this year. So if there's some loud guy on the radio who's yelling when you guys are underachieving, if you underachieve, and I hope you don't, it's me, because I have expectations for you guys. I think you guys could be really, really good this year. Don't disappoint me, all right?
100%. I'm more than sure I was higher than yours. So you're going to make it happen.
It nice. Better be. I nice. Like that. Good answer, Trey. Stay safe, my friend. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Trey Turner.
Y'all stay safe. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.